Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So one of the arresting images in the continuing unrest in Ukraine was the smashing of a historic statue of Lenin into a pile of rubble in the center of Kiev. It was a move a member of parliament called the end of the Soviet occupation, which, by my calendar, actually ended in the late 80s, and the beginning of the final decolonization of Ukraine. Joining us to explain the symbolic significance of this statue's undoing is Sasha Senderovich, who's assistant professor of Russian studies and Jewish studies at the University of Colorado at Boulder. Welcome, professor.
Hello, John.
So is this a bit of a historical footnote that took a little while for them to get the hammers out there in Ukraine, or does this bear direct significance on what's going on in Ukraine?
So it's very interesting what you said in the introduction, because when you if you were on various news channels and reading things about this on Sunday as this event was happening, the headlines, including in Western media, were really fascinating. You would see headlines like, you know, the statue of Lenin toppled in Ukraine, and you were thinking as if it were 1989 or 1991, as if this late Cold War moment was still with us. But this is two decades after the end of the Cold War. So, of course, it's very interesting to see whether this is a kind of playing out of something that wasn't finished back then, or whether two decades after the significance of Lenin as exemplifying the kind of the Soviet regime that had fallen then is maybe somewhat belated. So one of the interesting things is, of course, to think about what other meanings have accrued over time that have been ascribed to the statue.
And some of those meanings, those new meanings, have been inflated directly in echoes from Russia itself. It seems to me, on some level, Vladimir Putin has resurrected a notion of the strong state Stalinist regime without actually using those words. So in some sense, has Russia inflated the significance of statues of Lenin around the old Soviet Empire so that when they fall down, they become bigger news?
Yes, I think there is definitely part of that in there. And if we think about what's going on in the memorial landscape in Russia itself, well, first of all, I must say that it's very interesting to think about the etymology. I teach literatures, so I want to think about these things. In English, you know, statue, the root comes down to Latin, which really means to stand. Whereas in Russian and Ukrainian, the word is pamятник, where at the root we have memory. Commemoration, something that commemorates. So we're dealing with a kind of very complicated post-Soviet memorial landscape. So the most interesting example to your listeners probably would be in Moscow, Cathedral of Christ the Savior, which was built first in the 1880s to commemorate the soldiers who died in the War of 1812 against Napoleon. The cathedral was very famously destroyed by Stalin in the 1930s, and in its place was going to be built the Palace of the Soviets, the biggest structure in the world, topped by a giant statue of Lenin. I don't remember the exact scale, but Lenin's toe was something like 6 meters long. It was going to be giant. It was never built because the foundation couldn't hold, and instead it was turned into a swimming pool, Olympic-sized swimming pool in Moscow. After the fall of the Soviet Union, the cathedral was rebuilt in the same place. And we saw this cathedral in the news 2 years ago when the feminist collective, Pussy Riot, have performed their anti-Putin song in this cathedral, hitting precisely at the nexus of the kind of post-Soviet imagery that the resurrection of this cathedral meant for state power in Russia, in how this cathedral placed in this very contested site meant the sort of return of the Russian Orthodox Church, but in the same fashion as if it were still a very Stalinist kind of thinking.
Changeable myths and symbols in turbulent times. You remind me that those ancient Buddhist statues in Afghanistan were dynamited by the Taliban as anti-Islamic symbols the moment before the 9/11 attacks on the U.S. The political significance of statues and their desecration, details not to be overlooked. Sasha, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Sasha Senderovich is assistant professor of Russian studies and Jewish studies at the University of Colorado at Boulder.